Now, have you got something bugging you at the moment? A niggling annoyance with the weather or the way this election campaign's going? Today, we're starting a new series in Artworks called The Vent, where people can get things off their chests. And giving the inaugural vent today, someone who's suitably outspoken, the bad girl comedian, Catherine Devaney.
I'll tell you what I really need to get off my chest. I am sick to death of the art of spin. I, like Julia, I want it to be real. I actually want, I mean, Kerry O'Brien asks a question and they give an answer to a question that Kerry O'Brien never asked. I mean, whoever came up with the word incentivation, do you remember that back in the 1980s? It was a Liberal campaign slogan. I think it was the 80s. I don't know. It was back before iPhones and back in the crazy old days when people actually had pubic hair. Okay. Whoever came up with the word incentivation can just, on behalf of everybody, the rest of us called the world, can you just throw yourself into the nearest pit of boiling lava? That'd be great. Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. The greatest Australian invention of all time is the dog whistle, and particularly relevant during elections. And guess what? There's one on right now. When Julia Gillard says, I'm moving forward, basically what she's dog whistling is forget about Kevin Rudd, okay? You never really loved him. You only voted for him because you didn't like the guy with the eyebrows who was really keen on the Queen and Don Bradman, okay? And when Tony Abbott says real action, the dog whistle is that is what my minders have told me to say so I don't say something profoundly stupid or deeply offensive. All right, now I'll give you some other ideas of some dog whistles, all right? When you hear my fellow Australians, that means white, straight people, okay? When you hear Julia Gillard strikes me as a strong woman, that is basically a dog whistle that says Julia Gillard is clearly an absolute ball breaker and I'm so glad she's not my wife. And it's not surprising she's not married, and if she had children, she'd be a terrible mother. Tony Abbott has traditional family values means Tony Abbott is a man who says it as it is in 340 BC. Okay, this is the ABC, so there is no political bias whatsoever. We dislike both parties, well, all three of them equally. Okay, now believe it or not, trust me, the election will be over eventually. Now, even when it's over, dog whistles are still a part of our general life, and I would like to leave you with a gift, which is my friend the robot voice, to give you a few dog whistles that you can look out for in the future.
I haven't decided who I'm voting for equals you'll laugh if I tell you. Please. Take your wine home with you equals we'd never drink cheap piss like that. I'm a cat person equals I'm gay.
And to finish off, my very favourite.
Can I be honest with you? Equals prepare to be offended.
Now, when you hear a dog whistle, you'll know exactly who's barking. Catherine Devaney here, the Rantomatic, signing off. Oi, here, boy.
He's a good dog. Who's a good dog whistle? Who's a good dog whistle?
That bad girl comedian Catherine Devaney delivering the inaugural vent here in Artworks, and more vents to come in following weeks. Now, last week in the program, in the Sunday morning and Sunday evening feature slot for Artworks, I was talking about election issues for arts and culture with some of my fellow presenters here at Radio National. And I asked you what you thought the collective noun for a bunch of us might be. Well, there have been some nice suggestions coming in from you. some that are funny but a bit rude that I probably can't really read those ones out. But Stephen Doyle came up with a paradigm of presenters, also an installation of interviewers. Claire suggests a weekend of presenters or a wireless of presenters. They're marvellous, so keep them coming if you've got any thoughts there. This is Radio National, abc.net.au/rn. I'm Amanda Smith. News is ahead now.